Hi, my name is Haley Caldwell. I am 14. Today is Wednesday, May 1st of 2019. I'm interviewing my mom, Teresa Holson, and we are in Wheatland, Wisconsin. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, Mom?
One of the lessons that I learned in life is that you should always treat people by the golden rule, which is to treat others the way you want to be treated. Definitely goes a long way.
Mom, can you tell me what it was like where you grew up?
I grew up in Round Lake, Illinois. It was a pretty much small blue-collar neighborhood where everybody got along with everyone. All the adults watched out for everybody else's kids. We all played together. We would start the morning, first thing in the morning, outside playing, and we would pretty much play outside until dark. Until, honestly, for me, my mom would have to ring the cowbell for me to come home. But pretty much I was able to play anywhere in the neighborhood. We climbed trees. We went fishing. We played at the playground, things like that. We had a lot of fun games that we played outdoors majority of the time, like Ghost in the Graveyard and Statue and games like that.
Did you guys have any neighborhood cookouts?
There was always some kind of party at someone's house every weekend. We would be at one neighbor's house, and then the following weekend we'd be at somebody else. But it was pretty much a real friendly neighborhood, and everyone got along with everybody.
What was one of the worst things you did as a kid, Mom?
One of the worst things I did as a kid was the time that my baby brother was born. So my other brother I already had, who was 2 years younger than me, him and I were at home with a babysitter while my mom and my stepdad were at the hospital having my baby brother. When I got off the phone with my mom and she told me that she had a little boy, I was so excited, full of joy, that I ran to my younger brother, Tommy, to tell him that we had a baby brother. He just stared at the TV set, didn't even pay attention or react to what I said. So then I pushed him and I said to him, "Did you hear what I said? We have a baby brother and he has no legs and no arms." He looked at me and just bawled his eyes out. Needless to say, when my parents found out that I did this, I bawled my eyes out later.
What was one of your happiest childhood memories?
My childhood memories, what I can remember that always made me so happy, was the times that my family and I took vacations together. This is something that when I was younger, I never was able to do because we couldn't afford it. But when my mom got remarried when I was 10, my stepdad made sure that they always took a vacation together, just the two of them, but that we always did family things. So we were able to travel to like California and New York and going to Lake Tahoe to go skiing. We also went to Hawaii quite a few times. And I find that was just the best time was growing up, having that opportunity to travel with your family and seeing different areas of the United States.
Can you tell me about one of your worst childhood memories?
My worst childhood memory was when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I had this huge, like 50-pound black and white bunny. His name was Bugsy. I played with Bugsy all the time. And in the summertime, I would let him run around our yard. We had a fenced-in yard. So it was one evening, my dad and I were going to go fishing, and my dad told me to go put Bugsy away. So I went outside to go find Bugsy. I couldn't find him, but then I found him under the deck. Well, he was in the middle of the deck, and I was calling him, and he wasn't moving, so I thought maybe he was just being stubborn. So I went under the deck, and I crawled about 10 feet in, and when I picked him up, he wasn't moving at all. Turns out that Bugsy died from a heat stroke. It was the worst experience I've ever experienced my whole entire life, and I bawled my eyes out.
Why did you name your bunny Bugsy?
I named him Bugsy for two reasons. One, Bugs Bunny was really popular then. I used to go to Great America a lot when I was little. Second, Bugsy actually was a name of a family member back in the day. We're kind of related to Bugsy Moran, which was a gangster in Chicago many, many years ago. So that's why I just went with Bugsy.
What did you think what you're going to be when you grew up?
When I grew up, I was interested in business. I went to college for business management. I took some of the courses. I thought at first I wanted to be a business lawyer, but then it got kind of complicated. And then I was really interested in accounting, so I thought I was going to be an accountant.
What do you do for a living, Mom?
I am a personal banker and a small business banker specialist at Chase Bank in Burlington.
Can you tell me how you ended up in your line of work?
Well, I should say after college, my parents did have a family business. So my dad pretty much told me that there was no reason for me to finish college since the family business was going to be mine. So the family business that we had was a fulfillment house where we handled sweepstakes, sales promotions. We did a lot of fulfillments for big companies like MMRs and Kellogg's. So I had a lot of experience with customer service and shipping and receiving. However, after working 21 years with my parents, my dad decided he no longer wanted to keep the business going, and he sold it. So then I had to start all over again. So I decided I needed to find something that would be sufficient enough to take care of you guys as well as have health benefits. So I ended up applying at Chase Bank as a teller because they were looking for someone that had customer service experience, and I had 21 years of that. So after being with them for only 6 months, my branch manager told me that I was phenomenal, and she said that she thought I would be able to do so much more for clients. So she suggested that when my year was up, that I should go apply to be a personal banker, which is exactly what I did. And I did move up from there. After being a personal banker for about 6 months, I then advanced to being a small business specialist.
Do you have any favorite stories from work?
I don't really think I have a whole lot of favorite stories from work, but the best part of my job is just me being, again, applying the golden rule that I learned when I was younger, to treat people the way you want to be treated. And I really go out of my way above and beyond for my clients, making sure that they're taken care of from the very beginning to the very end, and then still reaching out to them and asking them, for instance, if we talked about their granddaughter going to a birthday party, I did go out and reach them and ask them how that party was. Quite a bit of them, which is very rewarding that they come back and see me. Could be weeks later. I've had some clients where we talked about Assyrian food, and they would actually come like a week later and bring me dolma so that I can have that for lunch. I had another client bring me an article on the difference between the last name Olson, spelling it O-L-S-E-N and O-L-S-O-N. And I had another client who thought I look a lot like Anne Margaret, and he brought me this big, huge book all about Anne Margaret, and he actually gave that to me. And I just thought that was really cool that, you know, I pay attention to the details about my clients and I take care of them, and yet some of these pay attention to what I said, and then they came and, because they appreciated how I treated them, they treated me back the same way, which I thought was phenomenal and very rewarding.
Thank you, Mom, for letting me interview you today.
You're welcome, sweet pea.